AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. After a roller coaster presidential campaign that briefly took him to the top of a crowded GOP field, but ended with a Super Tuesday whimper, look for Ben Carson today to formally drop out of the GOP race for the White House. The AP's Jerry Bodlander reports Carson issued a statement saying he does not see a political path forward.
He also says he won't attend Thursday's GOP debate, even though it's in his hometown of Detroit. Carson says the grassroots movement on behalf of We the People will continue, and he remains, quote, committed to saving America for future generations.
Still in the race, Senator Marco Rubio told a crowd in Michigan it would be a mistake to let Donald Trump carry the GOP banner in the general election.
If we choose Donald Trump as our nominee, we will lose in November. If we choose Donald Trump as our nominee, we will put in charge of the conservative movement someone who is not really a conservative. And if we choose Donald Trump as our nominee, he will have carried out the most elaborate con job in the history of American politics.
Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton is receiving the endorsement of the United Farm Workers, the largest farm workers union in the country. It has a largely Latino membership, a key voting bloc for Clinton in both the primary and general elections. Yesterday, Clinton attended a campaign rally with union members in New York.
Labor will always have a seat at the table when I'm in the White House.
North Korea has fired 6 short-range projectiles into the sea off its east coast. That's according to South Korea. AP correspondent Hyung-jin Kim has more from Seoul.
The North Korea state media hasn't made any media response to the sanctions, but analysts have been saying that launches by North Korea were seen as a protest or response to the new UN sanction.
The Pentagon looking for a few good computer hackers to help find and fix cybersecurity vulnerabilities. This is AP Radio News. Investigators in Oklahoma City say it's too early to tell if the crash that killed energy tycoon Aubrey McClendon was intentional. But they say he drove straight into a wall on an isolated road, had plenty of time to correct his path but didn't, and wasn't wearing a seatbelt. The AP Sean Murphy reports McClendon had just been indicted.
According to federal investigators, there was a scheme involving 2 energy companies over a period of 5 years. These companies would decide ahead of time who would win bids, and then the winner would allocate an interest in the leases to another company. This indictment was announced on Tuesday, and less than 24 hours later, Mr. McClendon was killed.
In the early hours in Houston, friends, family, and fellow NASA employees welcomed astronaut Scott Kelly from his year aboard the space station.
It's not my achievement, it's NASA's achievement, and it's our country's achievement.
I'm Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.